Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Russian and Ukrainian officials are preparing to meet for their first talk since the invasion of Ukraine. Ukrainian resistance is threatening to turn Moscow's hopes for a swift victory into a protracted and costly war. Ukrainian defenders held onto the capital, Kyiv, and pushed back Russian troops in urban combat in the nation's second-largest city, Kharkiv. In a sign of growing tensions with the West, President Vladimir Putin ordered Russia's nuclear deterrence forces to be put on alert. It comes after the U.S. and other Western countries imposed sanctions that have rocked Russia's financial system and sent the ruble tumbling to a record low. That prompted the country's central bank to raise its key interest rate to 20% from 9.5% and impose other market restrictions. Shares of British energy giant BP fell after it said it plans to unload its nearly 20% stake in Russian government-controlled oil producer Rosneft. BP's decision came after UK officials put pressure on the company to exit the stake. The divestment could result in a loss of as much as $25 billion for BP. Markets in Asia ended mixed, and European shares fell in early trading. U.S. stock futures also declined. On the earnings front, Zoom and HP are among the companies expected to report today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.